Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Fitting into sports club culture, compromise or conflict. Number 6, God reveals, Daniel chapter 2 verse 47, which reads, "The king said to Daniel, 'Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery.'" Everybody at your club has difficult times. Players get injured and dropped, and coaches and managers lose their jobs when they fail to win games. Then there are sometimes the significant domestic challenges with our partners, children or parents. Finally, we will all face the most profound problems in life when facing the fear of sickness and death. Now, you may think, what a miserable start to game day. But hold on. If you're a Christian, you are fully aware that in Jesus Christ, God has revealed the answer to all our griefs and pain. And if your colleagues at your club are facing any of the life challenges listed earlier, you know that Jesus Christ can bring hope and peace even in the worst times. We see how Daniel served his terrified boss with insight into God's great kindness in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel worked closely with a powerful pagan ruler, King Nebuchadnezzar. Early in their working relationship, the king became very anxious and angry because he had a dream in which an enormous statue was smashed to pieces by a huge rock. Nebuchadnezzar was fearful that his great empire was going to fall and that his life was about to be ruined. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to alleviate his concerns regarding his destiny and furiously demanded that his strategic advisers explain the meaning of his dream to them. None of them could, but Daniel knew the answer and courageously stepped forward to explain. Daniel didn't offer his own wisdom, but God's insights, and he made this plain to his pagan king. In chapter 2, verse 29, Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. By God's revelation, Daniel explained that the statue represented four future world empires. During the rule of the fourth, many centuries into the future, God would bring his definitive judgment and destroy human rule. At that time, says Daniel in chapter 2, verse 44, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Daniel is warning Nebuchadnezzar that though his empire will not be destroyed shortly, Nebuchadnezzar needs to lift his horizons and see that there is a God who ultimately rules all human powers and empires, including Nebuchadnezzar's. Christians in sport have many opportunities to engage in conversations with colleagues who are fearful when facing life's uncertainties. The extraordinary comfort today is that we know that the uncertainties and mysteries of life have been fully revealed in Christ. As Paul writes in Colossians 1:25-27, "I have become the gospel servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." The mystery that has been revealed by God through history, culminating in his Son Jesus Christ, can alleviate all our concerns and fears today. Christ can save us from judgment. Christ can give us a new life in relationship with God now and forever. Jesus succinctly says this at the beginning of his public ministry. "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news," says Jesus in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. This game day, somebody at the club may open up to you about their fears about life's problems and uncertainties. Be glad to take the opportunity to reveal the mystery of life by explaining the good news of lifelong and eternal hope for all through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ask God that colleagues may end up saying to you what Nebuchadnezzar said to Daniel in chapter 2, verse 47. When the king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for putting me in my club and building relationships with so many people. Please allow me the opportunity to help colleagues by revealing to them the good news of Jesus Christ as the great answer to life's fears and problems. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for opportunities to speak of the good news of Jesus with those you come across today. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.